feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti, 24th October 2013. Baba is meeting groups from Africa and Mauritius. Wave your hands, your souls who constantly move forward and enable others to move forward. Bab Dada is pleased on seeing the present and the future of each child. Constantly continue to move forward and enable others to move forward. If someone is even a little weak, then cooperate to give your own support or enable them to receive cooperation from the seniors. Whilst checking and paying attention to both, being a benefactor for the self and others, continue to move forward and inspire others to move forward too. Move forward and make others move forward. If someone is weak, cooperate. Give support. Also help them receive cooperation from seniors. Be a benefactor for the self and for others. So Baba wants us to cooperate. In the present times, the world is full of stories about people who are struggling in life. There are so many news, especially negative news, in the atmosphere. What can we do to help those who are suffering? How can we cooperate? We can ask ourselves this question. How can we cooperate? How can we help this world suffering and going through a great pandemic, COVID crisis? What measures we can adopt to help those who are around us, who are our neighbors, or those who are infected, quarantined, on deathbed, in hospitals, what can we do? How can we help those suffering masses? What should be my contribution? When Baba says cooperate, it's not just about Brahmin family. Though Baba praised this Brahmin family a lot in today's Sakar Murli, it's not just about Brahmin family. It's about giving cooperation to the entire earth. So now you tell me, how should we help people overcome this COVID crisis? What help we can provide? How can we help people who are suffering? Yes. What can we do? Can we do something for them? There are millions who are suffering, unemployed, economic downfall, financial crisis. It's a very tough time, difficult time for people. Especially when so many negative news are in air. How can we help? How can we cooperate? Baba says, help them, cooperate with them, let them move forward. Be benefactor of the self and benefactor of others. And my benefaction lies in the benefaction of others. So, what can we do? What can we do at the grassroots level? First of all, you stay at home. That is the greatest help you can provide. And what you can do at home? You clean your closets, your cupboards, and if you find any clothes, some useful goods, something which you have in extra, you can donate them. Because people are really suffering like anything. They don't have money. There's an oxygen cylinder crisis going on everywhere. And every alternate patient who is coming to OPD is coming with severe COVID. With extreme breathlessness and anxious, fearful relatives. There are so many poor people in front of the civil hospitals. 50-60 ambulances are standing and they can enter inside only when there is one death inside and that patient bed is vacant. So every 1 hour there are two deaths. Yesterday I heard in Ahmedabad Civil that every 1 hour there are two DCs, death certificates. Once that person dies, then the next is allowed inside. About 4-6 hours standing outside. Just now 1 hour back, one of our patients reached there who was extremely critical. Now he has to wait for 4-5 hours outside. So this world is going through a very difficult time, very tough time. People are really suffering. There is so much anguish and fear within about everything. Right now here only we have about 40 patients. Out of them, 9 are absolutely critical, who can go on ventilator anytime. Rest, 31, about 80% of them are requiring very high oxygen, 5 liter, 10 liter. Most of them are old, some are young, some are poor, extremely poor. So, what help we can provide? to the suffering masses. Baba says, cooperate, help, give support. So the first thing is, stay at home. And when you stay at home, start cleaning the room. Start cleaning the house. And whilst cleaning, when you find extra commodities, extra goods, some clothes or anything, take out and donate. That is the first seva during this COVID pandemic. Last time, COVID struck the world. But this time, it is more lethal. The strain is extremely virulent. Today, CT scan is normal. After 2 days, it shows mild. After 3 days, it becomes moderate. By fourth or sixth, severe. And on eighth day, patient on ventilator. It's progressing so fast. Everyone who is coming is those who are not getting proper treatment or those who have yet not developed awareness. For 7 days, they were wasting their time in treating themselves here and there with some local remedies. And when they come now, they are really in bad shape. So, we need to help them. It's not that I am safe. I am doing my jnana and yoga and everything is all right with me. You need to come out of your comfort zone and sacrifice everything for them. So first is this. Second, check on other people. This is the first thing you can help. Second, check on other people. Call them up and ask how are they doing. There are people in here where whole families are having COVID. About 6 members, 2 are serious, 1 has already died. Others are fearful at home. Such a situation is existing. And whichever place you call up, they say our situation is worse than at your place. Patients are moving in ambulance from one hospital to another hospital and are dying in between. So check on them, call them up, ask. This will provide them emotional support. Especially when there is so much negative news in the environment. Every patient coming to me in the OPD, even though physically they are all right, but mentally fearful. Because they keep on hearing news. Oh, he has died, she has died. He is in the hospital, he is critical. That person who was well till now is on ventilator. The doctors are saying there is a slim chances of survival. And the one thing we can learn from this pandemic is that it is not the food that sustains us, but it is the breath of life, which is more important. It is not the stomach, but the lungs. So what is needed is pure air, fresh air, unpolluted air. Let the fresh air enter the blood and the blood will purify, coupled with fasting. That will increase the immunity. And the best method to increase the immunity is unhindered, uninterrupted brahmacharya. People keep on asking how to increase immunity, how to increase immunity. There is only one method of increasing immunity, and that is brahmacharya. When the vital fluid is preserved in the body, when the thoughts are strong, pure and powerful, and all the senses are under your control, you are not just an organism who is a consumer of food and drinker of liquids, but you rise above liquids and food and enter into higher consciousness, where you realize that you need fresh air more than food. It is the breath which is needed, the breath of life. So inhale as much pure air as possible. Stay close to nature and your immunity will increase. Let the fresh air enter the system. Let the fresh prana, let the fresh oxygen. Now the only one thing which the world is suffering from are oxygen cylinders. Every day we are getting so many oxygen cylinders and by evening they are getting finished. Again ordering here, there, trying everywhere. So is it, food is available. But food is not needed. What is needed is fresh air now. What the world is suffering from, COVID has attacked straight lungs. COVID has not attacked abdomen. It has not attacked muscles. It has attacked only one system, which is most important in the body. Lungs. Breath. Air. So inhale fresh air. Let it purify the blood. And the immunity will increase. Sleep in the open air, if possible, and if visible. Spend about 4-5 hours breathing fresh air within. Do breathing exercises, energizing exercises. So check on other people. The second method of helping the world is check. Give them emotional support. Call them up. If there is some elderly person living in your neighborhood, see that they get proper groceries. Help them. Make some deliveries. Then spread good news and kindness. Everywhere media is talking just about death tolls. Spread positive news. Even though people are serious and coming in great number, but there are also a group of people who are getting recovered, cured and going happily home. Every day we are discharging about 8 to 10 people in good condition and those who are very bad to start with. But immediately they are replaced by another 10 new. So, there is a good news as well. So spread good news, spread positive waves, vibes, give them moral support, emotional support. That's what they need at the present time. Kindness. Compliment them, appreciate them, brighten their day. This is what is needed at present. Be a volunteer listener. The next, fourth, be a volunteer listener. They have a story to tell. Everyone has a story to tell. Be a counselor. Crisis counselor. Spiritual counselor. Rather than giving them just 7 days course, give them this course of healing. Course of love, course of support, course of counseling. That's what they need more at present. Text them, send a mail, a card, or some help, some donation, or something. This is what the world needs, some card, some gift, or just talk with them. They will feel support. Because what the patients are doing, they have a mobile, they are not allowed to meet their relatives in the COVID wards. So they spend time talking on phone and getting fearful all the more. There are different types of patients. Some patients are like lions. They are fearless. Nothing happens to them. Their mindset is so strong, so optimism, full of energy. So they are like lions. They come laughing with their huge laughter and roar. And they go laughing. Nothing happens to them. Second type of patients are timid, fearful, like a rabbit. They are fearful. Oh, this has happened. They feel now this has happened. This is going to happen to me. So some patients are like rabbit-like, very much fearful. The third, they are like buffalo. They keep on fighting with everyone. Somebody has mentioned these three types of patients somewhere. They fight with doctors, staff, nurses, the neighboring patient, with assistants, with everyone. They have complained about everything. So, you know, the world is definitely suffering. Provide them sakash in the morning, in the evening. Move above the globe. Move across the five continents, Europe, America, Africa, Asia, and Australia. And send them sakash of pure oxygen, prana, breath, fresh air, purity, love, sympathy, support. Take the power from Paramdham, the sixth element, Brahma Tattva, that is the purest. If the five elements are at present also pure, though Baba say they are in Tamopradhan stage, but they also have healing properties, what about the healing properties of Brahma Tattva, that has got greatest healing property, the sixth element? If you stay in Brahma Tattva just for a long time, your body will start getting healed. Because we are what we breathe. If the breathing is pure, go in Paramdham and do breathing exercise there. Take breath, inhale, take powers from Shiv Baba. Exhale and feel that all the power is going in my body. So do pranayama in Paramdham. And inhale not oxygen, not five elements, but pure Brahma Tattva. The fifth, the sixth element, which is the purest, which never passes through Sato, Rajo and Tamo stages, which remains eternal, unchanging, ever pure. Just as God is ever pure, that element is also ever pure. Because the souls who are there, they are extremely pure. So imagine that atmosphere is so pure. We staying in Mount Abu, we have such a pure air here. And Baba says this is Tamopradhan world, but still we feel the purity of air in the Mount Abu. Imagine what will be the purity when the place is at the topmost. So go to Paramdham, inhale that Brahma Tattva, that sixth element, and come down and give sakash of that sixth element to the suffering masses, to the suffering COVID patients. Pump them with prana. Pump them with oxygen, pump them, because air is still not commercialized. There is no business of air still. Oxygen, yes, cylinders, very costly, not available. Exhausting, very fast. One cylinder earlier, they used to be 7,000 liter. Now they just pump only with 5,000 or 5,500 liters of oxygen, and one oxygen cylinder. If the patient is on ventilator and BiPAP, one oxygen gets exhausted in just 3-4 hours. Provide the souls with the natural oxygen of your powers. They need oxygen, they need breath, they need prana, they need fresh air. They need the sixth healing power of this sixth element of Brahma. Provide them. This is the sakash we have to give. At this time, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Baba meets Africa and Mauritius group. Baba says, wave your hands. You are souls who constantly move forward and enable others to move forward. Bab Dada is pleased on seeing the present and the future of each child. Constantly continue to move forward and enable others to move forward. If someone is even a little weak, then cooperate to give your own support or enable them to receive cooperation from the seniors. Whilst checking and paying attention to both being a benefactor, for the self and others, continue to move forward and inspire others to move forward too. Avyakta Murli, 24th October 2013. Om Shanti.